Well, welcome, councillors, council staff, members of the gallery. I declare the meeting opened at 5 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I ask that we please be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Please be seated. I would like to acknowledge the Wangal people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I would also like to pay my respects to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I'll remind councillors of their oath of affirmation of office under Section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993. I also advise that the meetings of council are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting public transparency, and they are promptly made available for public to review via the council website. I note there are no apologies, leave of absence, declarations of interest by councillors. Councillor Crichton.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. In relation to item 97/23, Burwood North Master Plan, the nature of my interest is, one, my former husband working for GrowCon, who holds options on the Canada Bay side of Parramatta Road near the planned Burwood North Metro, and two, my current employer, the Health Services Union, has recently endorsed a proposal by Lendlease to build key worker health housing in an overseas station development at Burwood North Metro. There's no financial benefit to me, the council, or to my work in either case. Thank you.
I would like to declare an interest in item 97/23, which is the update. While there is no decision being made and it's to receive and note the report, I will still remove myself from participating in that decision because my family has a pecuniary interest where they own a house that's situated in Britannia Avenue. I think it's number 10, Michelle. I've just got to fill out that form. Now, any other declarations of interest? I note there's no other declarations of interest. Declarations of political donations. I note there's no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting for the 28th of November 2023 been moved. Councillor Hull?
Yeah, I'll move that. Could I also make a comment about arising from the minutes of, it was item...
It's been moved by Councillor Hull, seconded by Councillor Roberts.
Yeah.
Yes?
Sorry, I just wanted to make a comment on the item 134/23.
What page?
Sorry, it wasn't that one. It was, page... page 12, sorry, item 93/23, the letter from Minister Scully, which was noted at the meeting. I just note there's been some media discussion about that and arising from that, and specifically in respect of, I think, the possible application of what's proposed in that letter to parts of Croydon in the LGA.
Is there any errors or omissions to the minutes you're disputing? Or
no, I'm not disputing anything in the minutes. I just wanted to ask, firstly, when council will receive an update about discussions with the minister for rising from that item, and secondly, I note, if I'm not mistaken, your own comments, Mr. Mayor, were reported about this subject and its application to parts of Croydon, with which I might say I wholeheartedly agree in terms of opposing what was proposed.
How about we adopt the minutes, because there's going to be a proposal coming forward which is, we'll deal with that, considering the timing and this being the last council meeting.
Right.
So let's move that. That was going to be the next item, actually.
All right. Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll move the minutes.
So I know where you're going with that. I think let's put the motion for the minutes. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now, I believe, Councillor Manner, before we get into the agenda of the business paper, has a matter and wants to move a procedural motion seeking a suspension of standing orders to deal with a matter of urgency. Now, Councillor Manner, I'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move a procedural motion seeking suspension of standing orders to deal with a matter of urgency in accordance with section 9.3 of the Code of Meeting Practice. It concerns the state government's announcement last Thursday about planning controls that will have major impact on Croydon, Malvern Hill Estate and surrounds.
Now, it's been seconded by Councillor Crichton. Can I ask the mover to speak to the urgency motion? Just remember, only outline why the motion is urgent, so, and why it can't be dealt with at the next council meeting. So don't debate the motion yet.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. The New South Wales government has indicated that it will act swiftly in this matter. It has not consulted with council or the community. As council is not due to meet until next February, this matter needs to be addressed promptly and cannot wait.
Okay, so in light of that, and in light of it being the last meeting under section 7.3 and the clauses there, 9.3 in the Code of Meeting Practice, 9.4 and 9.5, I deem the motion to be deemed urgent. It is the last meeting, and the government is imminent on making decisions. So that being said, let's put the motion to a vote. All those in favour? Those against? Declare the motion carried unanimously, I believe.
Sorry, I'm just not... I don't know if we've heard what the motion is. I know that...
It's a procedural motion at this stage.
No, I understand it's a procedural motion, but and I gather that it is to deal with the announcement that's been made. But I'm not aware of what the motion actually is or what it's intending to deal with in substance. So I'm sort of not comfortable with it.
Fair
being deemed urgent.
So what we're dealing with at the moment is in line with the Code of Meeting Practice, which is to discuss that the motion is urgent. It's to deal with the state government announcement last Thursday about planning controls that will have a major adverse impact on Croydon and the Malvern Hill Estate and surrounds. So we're dealing with, and considering that submissions are pretty much, and consultations are happening now with councils. Councils going into recess for Christmas. So we need to decide on why the motion is urgent. So hence it's urgent, and that's what we've just voted on. Now the motion, we'll be dealing with the motion.
I just seek clarification through you then, Mr. Mayor, that the motion hasn't been circulated prior to this meeting, or has it been?
No, the motion has only been circulated. Well, it initially was going to be a mayoral minute, so I'll give you some background. It has since been, we've sort of trying to get some advice which hasn't been clarified yet. I personally own a property at the Strand, which is a shop that my family owns and has operated for many years. So considering it's a government decision and policy, we're not the decision maker. I'm going to step out, hence why we've now said, let's do a notice of motion.
I understand then, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the clarification. And yes, that has my support for urgency, so you can consider that unanimous. Thank you.
Yes. So on that basis, I will be removing myself, so I'll declare a pecuniary interest in the item, the notice of motion, which will deal with that item, which Councillor Manner, I believe, will put forward then. And he can chair and put that forward. In saying that, though, I am seeking some legal advice. I believe I'm strongly still able to advocate, considering it's a council, it's a government decision, council is not the decision maker. It's the state government. But anyway, that's a different issue. Can I now have a procedural motion that we deal with item, considering I'm going to be knocked out for two items, item 97. And item, the late item, being the notice of motion, which has been deemed urgent. I don't think we've given that a number yet, have we, Michelle? No. To be dealt with as the last two items on the agenda. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esper. Any objection to that? Move the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. It's just so we don't have coming in, out, in, out. Okay, so the first item we are dealing with will be 98/23, which is the FOGO trial collection extension progress update. I better pull it up. Is Edwina here or Rita? Anyone want to? Is there any? Okay, do I have a mover? It's just a receive and note at this stage. Been moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Esper. Any speakers? Speakers against? Four? Okay, Councillor Kutcher.
I have a question, but...
Yes.
So the question just in relation to... I mean, it's fantastic to see the work that's gone in to this, and the you know, it looks like the community's really starting to come on side with it. There's just a question about the... There was a drop-in session at Keith Smith Park, which just seemed like a bit of an odd spot for it, considering where the trial area is. So I just wanted a bit of an idea of what's the rationale for holding that drop-in session there, rather than somewhere a bit closer to the neighbourhood.
Put that to the GM.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, we tried to find a location within the trial area. Keith Smith Reserve is actually within the trial area where we're doing the FOGO trial, so it just made sense that we hold the drop-in session there.
Does that answer the question? It's within
Tom Bryan Street. Unless I've got my boundaries of where the trial area is, I thought that Keith Smith is a couple of blocks to the east of the trial area, but that's okay. I'll leave it at that.
No worries. Councillor Hull, did you have a question or you want to speak?
Yes. Yeah, I have a comment as well, but...
Let's do questions first and I'll let you speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I could ask through you, Mr. Mayor, on page 22, it discusses next steps for the trial and outlines that there'll be a two-stage... it's envisaged that there'll be a two-stage process to single-unit dwellings and multi-unit dwellings. I wonder if I could just have some... just elaboration on why that's the case and why single unit developments and multi unit developments have been singled out for those.
I think that's following a further report next year when the trial is finished. So if council decides to proceed, then that would be what the next step. But that's subject to a future decision in March next year. And I believe, through the GM, the reason why they're singling out unit dwellings is because obviously they're large, waste. They have large waste collections, and they're a lot harder to manage, I believe. But Tommaso might want to add.
Thank you, through you, Mr. Mayor. Just naturally, I think we've seen from other experiences that handling the single dwellings is a bit easier than the unit blocks, and so the sequence in our mind is that we would tackle that first and continue the rollout across the OGA before we then tackle the more complex multi-unit dwellings. But yeah, the mayor was right in saying that tonight is not the decision about the next steps. It was just flagging that we would come back at the end of the trial period, which is March, with a report, and then elaborate on the next steps.
It's not working. There we go. Councillor Hatcher. Councillor Hull, do you wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I will just I'll just note the proposal that the general red waste bin, 120 litre bin, is to be collected fortnightly in the proposed trial. I've already indicated my opposition to that idea, which I reiterate again, because it's, in my opinion, that would be unsustainable in many, for many reasons, contrary to community expectations. And I think people have an expectation that, you know, in return for their rates, the council collect their waste on a weekly basis. Also notes there have been inquiries from people in the trial about acquiring larger red bins, the 240 litre one, which I actually made an inquiry myself about that, and to discover that there was none apparently available, you know, outside the trial, which I thought was interesting, and I don't know whether any plans to introduce one, but I had to buy a second 120 litre bin actually from council. But I note that, you know, families with children, you know, need and require larger red waste bins.
Thanks, Councillor Hull. I might just ask a quick question to Rita. I know there were 600 homes, is that correct, in the trial area? And how many have we issued with 240 litre bins?
Thank you, request? Mr. Mayor, there's approximately 660 households in the trial area, and to date we've issued about 30, we've swapped over the 120s to the 240 bins. Yes, so we're working on, and what we're doing is we're responding by going out then and doing audits of what they're putting in the bin and supporting that household with... Yes. So they're either multi-generational households, we're finding, or they're households with a number of young kids in nappies.
Thank you. Look, I'm just going to quickly speak for the motion and before I hand back to Councillor Kutcher for his right of reply. Points well taken. We're actually doing the trial at the moment. I mean, it is still a trial. I've had some feedback from residents that were concerned. I've had some feedback from residents who love the idea. I've had some other feedback from residents who don't live in the trial area and want to be in it. So it is mixed. It's not a rates cost issue per se. What we're trying to do is not just, have a positive impact on the environment and waste control. It's also about cost reduction of the waste charge for ratepayers. So the ultimate user, who's the ratepayer, the household, pays a wastage charge on their rates notice, which equals the cost of the service. So take all the environmental issues out. If you're looking at it and say, oh, you know, you charge ratepayers $600 wastage charge a year, so they expect their bin to be picked up every fortnight. It's true. The problem is if we don't start acting and looking at other ways to solve the waste problem in New South Wales generally, that waste charge will more than likely triple within the next 10 years. So what we're trying to do is actually save ratepayers. We're looking at solutions to try to save ratepayers money rather than just continue to add to that waste charge. So that waste charge council can't use for any other service. That waste charge is a cost per service to each household. You can have some money that you can retain as a reserve in case one of the trucks falls down or needs mechanical repair or you need emergency pickup. In saying that, so it's trying to not, it's not just about the environment, which is a big part of it, which is important, but if you want to argue about the cost and rates, it's about looking at solutions to rein in the cost of waste, because our landfill sites in New South Wales are filling up quicker and much which means that within the next 15 years, we could have no landfills in Sydney to actually dump waste. So that's the big issue. The other issue we have and we're trying to solve is this is mandated across all councils by 2030 by the New South Wales government anyway. So if council put its head in the sand and said we're not going to do anything, could you imagine what happens when we come to 2030 and we haven't had any trials, education programs, trying to work with residents to try to change habits? We would not have prepared. We would not have prepared the community or the council to deal with this issue. And it could mean in 2030 that our waste doesn't get picked up. We could become like a third world area here where people are going to leave their garbage bags on the side of the sidewalk. It could happen in Australia and in New South Wales. So that's the other important issue. What I like with this trial is that we're trying to educate and change people's habits. And this is the norm in Europe. So this is the norm in Europe. It's just we've been spoilt in Australia, I think, and people have just gotten too used to throwing something in a bin and not really realising where it ends up, who's paying for it, what happens to it, and the environmental damage it has. So we've been spoilt. So we need to change our habits and educate our residents. What I like about this trial, just finally before I finish up, is that we have not, unlike other councils which have just come in and drawn a line in the sand and said, this is what we're doing, see you later, we're not going to look at the, any concerns or issues you have. It's then created issues within those council areas, and then you've had opposition groups sort of sprout up and not understand, and they're sort of just ignorant to the facts and just want to fight it because they've been told there's no other option. Our trial has allowed residents who are larger, multi-level families, people with kids, to allow them to have the larger 240-litre waste bin, which I think has relieved, and I think having discussed with Rita and gotten feedback from Edwina at the last Environment and Sustainability Committee was it actually has helped. That approach has helped take some of the heat out of the issue in the trial, and it's allowing residents to say, okay, you know what, we'll give it a go. So it seems to be working from that point of view. In relation to those residents like yourself, Councillor, who are outside the trial area, who have a young family and need a larger 120 litre bin, you could purchase that. I, like you, don't like this idea that you have to have another 120 litre bin there, so you're pulling out two 120 litre bins. I will be asking our waste officer and the general manager why you can't, if you're paying for that extra waste service, why you can't just have the one 240 litre bin. I've raised that before. I'll be raising it again. Because if you're paying for it and you're going to pay for that 120 litre bin, I don't believe you should have two waste bins. The one waste bin will do it if you're going to allow that service. Councillor Cutcher, you're right to reply.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, I mean, I think you've covered a lot of ground in your comments there. Noting that we're going to have to do this by 2030, the work that's gone in to bringing the community along, I appreciate the fact that communities are being, the council is working with households to help, come up with strategies to reduce waste and all that sort of stuff. I think it's a really important initiative. I think we can leave aside the economic issues that you've just raised and focus entirely on the environmental. I think families with kids in particular would be happy to pay a little bit extra if they had to, at the risk of sounding facetious, there'll be no waste collection services on a dead planet. So let's make sure we're doing all we can to keep civilization sustainable. I think that this is a really important initiative, and we should be looking at what's next. Let's get on with soft plastics recycling as our next initiative. I commend the motion to my colleagues.
Thanks, Councillor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. The next item is 9523, which is a draft safer bill with plan. Been moved by Councillor Matter, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers for, no speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 99/23, which is the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee annual report, which is on page 33. The recommendation there is to, I believe, receive and note and adopt the report. Been moved by Councillor Kutcher as the member on the ARIC committee, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Any speakers for, against?
Just to say, you know, we had the briefing from the chair of the committee this evening. Obviously, a highly competent and engaged committee. Fantastic work that they've done throughout the year. Look forward to working with them again next year.
Thanks, Councillor. Other speakers? Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 100/23, which is the extension of Clarendon Place Road closure, which is on page 69 for January and February. It's been moved by Councillor Esper, seconded by Councillor Matter. Speakers for, against, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 101/23, which is page 71, which is the power of attorney to the general manager, revocations, being moved by Councillor Matter, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers, questions?
Just a question. If there's no problem with holding the power of attorney, what's the purpose in revoking it? If there's, it says, yeah, it's got no practical purpose, it was just...
Fab, you want to help in this discussion?
Thank you, Councillor. Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's really, some tidying up. The power of attorney is actually assigned to a particular person, not the role. So it's best to just tidy it up.
As my motto really, just for your own information, in the event that someone looks back and when it was assigned to the GM at the time and then to myself, we thought it would be clean to have it as part of a report and share the decision with the council, really.
Councillor Kutcher, you had a question? No? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 78. RC21/23, which is the Sustainability Environment Advisory Committee on page 78, be moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Manor. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in... Sorry, Councillor?
Just noting again that there was a conflict with the ARIC committee with the timing of the last meeting, so just noting that I was unable to attend this meeting, but I did provide some feedback to the Secretariat. Yep. But I'd just like to ask that when we're setting the timing of these meetings that we just check for those conflicts, please.
Yes. And it was booked here, so I came here for this. Bit of a mix-up, but it's all good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. RC22/23, which is the build 150 years, been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Speakers, Councillor? No? Questions, Councillor?
Yes, just a quick question, Mr. Mayor, through you. Just following on from a question I asked at the last meeting on the subject of religious services in commemoration of the 150th anniversary, I note there's at least one church that is going to or that intends to provide one, Paul's Burwood. There was mention that other churches had put their hand up for offering this particular event or events as part of the commemoration. Just be interested if there are, and I note also there's no mention of that in the minutes of the meeting, but I would be interested just to know whether, you know, if any churches have, which churches have.
And I think we've written to St. Paul's.
Yeah.
So I've spoken to Father James, who seems very happy. So I think Brooke's going to organise that, and we'll probably get back to you. I don't know if you want to give us a bit of a brief. And I think we might have had, I think it was the Greek Orthodox Church that said that they wouldn't mind running a service too, I think. But we haven't got back to them, I think.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, that's correct. So we've met with St. Nectarios, and they are definitely putting together an open day or tour program. They're just refining the details and selecting a date. Obviously, they're still recuperating after the Greek Street Festival, so they just need a little bit more time. The Uniting Church on Burwood Road as well is another group that we've approached. We're just awaiting the final sort of details as well. And there are other churches that we've approached, but we're just awaiting information. Initially, we thought it would be an open churches program where everything was open on the one day, but it seems that it's going to be more practical to stagger. And the other one that we've reached out to, and there are tours locked in, is St. Thomas's at Enfield as well.
Councillor?
Could I just add something just in relation to the minutes? We talk in item 4.3 about
page?
Page 84, mm-hmm. about members of the Young family based in Sydney will be consulted about an ACDC mural in Burleigh Street. That's obviously very welcome news. If I can just draw everyone's attention to, it's the 50th anniversary this year of ACDC, and I note in the timetable that we're looking at unveiling the mural in April of next year. If it takes a little bit longer than April, I'm happy for that to happen, as long as the family is consulted. And also that we as a council give full consideration that this will become a landing point for many avid fans from across the globe to Burwood. So let's just make sure that we really get it right. I'd love it to also acknowledge in the mural, if possible, Logan's Pianos, where they bought their guitar strings from, and they imported them from both New York and London back in the 70s. So it'd be a really nice way to really place make ACDC once and for all on a council building at the end of the terrace. Let's do it once and do it really well. And if it takes a little bit longer, I'm more than happy with that. But, of course, over to you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, no, thanks, Kath. Any other speakers? There being no other speakers, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 102/23 now, which is the confidential item, which is a tender, supply, installation and new parking management technology with associated services. Got a motion to go into closed session by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. The reason we're considering this in closed session to the exclusion of the press and public is in accordance with Section 10A2C of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves information that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage. Any objections from the gallery to the closed session? There being no objection, I put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried unanimous. I'm going to hand over to the General Manager to read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in relation to item 102/23, Council endorsed in relation to the tender for the supply and installation of new parking management technology with associated services, that's a tender recommended in the tender evaluation report in attachment 2 be accepted, and their authority be granted to the General Manager to sign the tender contract and any related documentation, including the letter of intent to sign the contract, so as to allow the ordering of the parking meters to commence.
The next item now, councillors, is the late item, which is the matter of urgency. So I'm going to vacate the chair, and then the item after that will be the update, which is 97/23. So I'll hand over to the Deputy Mayor to take the chair, and just give me a minute to leave.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, I have a motion that's before you, notice of motion. No item number, but it's relating to the New South Wales Government vision will have a major impact on the Croydon Melbourne Hills estate and surrounds. Now, I'd like to move the motion. And I'd call for a seconder for that motion. Councillor Crichton seconded. Okay, I'd like to speak for the motion. So pretty much, I'll read out the motion that I'd like to move, and or the background to it. The summary is there for you. I'm happy to read the entire summary or go straight into the motion. Councillors, straight into the motion. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I move that Council, via the General Manager, as a matter of urgency, make representations to the Premier, the Honourable Chris Minns, and the Minister of Planning and Public Spaces, the Honourable Paul Scully, in relation to the following. A. Voicing disappointment and concern over the proposal to snap rezone Croydon to allow residential flat building development built forms with no regard to the heritage and streetscape character values of the neighbourhood. B. Request the immediate release of any available evidence-based planning and rationale that informed the announcement of Croydon as a precinct to be rezoned. C. Request that any community consultation which proposes major changes to the planning framework that have the potential to impact a significant number of residents and adversely impact on their highly valued heritage character be appropriately undertaken from February 2024 outside the Christmas and New Year holiday period. D. Request that the proposal to snap rezone Croydon to be held in abeyance or rescinded to allow Burwood Council to continue its long-standing vision for future planning and increased densities to be centred in and around Burwood Town Centre and the new Metro Railway Station. And E, request that the Department of Planning and Environment actively communicate and engage with Council with appropriate modelling and technical studies being completed prior to the establishment of any new planning controls in Croydon, which could result in irreversible impacts on the heritage and streetscape character values of our neighbourhood. Two, that Council via the General Manager, as a matter of urgency, write to all ratepayers in the area affected by the Tier 2 proposal to inform them of the announcement and the Council's lack of involvement in the decision-making process. Three, Council to run an online community petition against the government proposal and incorporate results as required in any further submissions to the New South Wales government on this matter. So it's pretty much, in summary, it's pretty much self-explained. The government's proposal obviously is to increase housing across Greater Sydney. And yet we're not against it, but at the same time it needs to be done in consultation with councils and the community as a whole. So for me it's a no-brainer to allow them to continue to do this and us have no input. It's important that we do, and the residents in our all ratepayers in our local area are given the opportunity, and council as well as ourselves have the opportunity to have input and comment. So, seconder, would you like to speak before I...
Just that I echo your sentiments. I too am alarmed, and I think we need to act very quickly. I am alarmed that that this is has been launched just prior to the long Christmas and summer holiday break. And Malvern Hill is very special and it really needs preserving, and I think we've got to get very active and very loud. And... now. We need to do that now. So thank you for your urgency motion. I fully support you. Can I just add that I'm wondering whether it would be worthwhile copying the letter or this motion to our state member as well? For Strathfield, thank you.
Just a question for you if I could as well, Mr. Deputy Mayor, when you're ready. So I wanted to ask, I noted that, the first part of the motion calls for a letter to the Premier and the Minister, but I just wondered what was the reason for leaving off the local member who is a member of the government, and I would have thought that he should be included as well.
No, I totally agree. It was obviously not included. It was an accident, so we can include that for sure.
I'd move fine. An amendment then that he be added into that for
that's
first
fine.
Point.
Thank you,
Deputy Mayor.
Thank you.
So the amendment would be the first part of the number one, Council via the General Manager as a matter of urgency make representation to the Premier, the Honourable Chris Minns, and the Minister of Planning and Public Spaces, the Honourable Paul Scully, in relation to the, and the local state member of Strathfield in relation to the following. Is that enough to, okay. Thank you. Any further speakers on this?
Yes, look, I certainly, you know, want to support the motion, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I would just make the comment that there appears to have been no thought or consideration in the statement by the Minister given to the need, you know, or the lack of community infrastructure that would supposedly support such a dramatic and radical increase in density and hence in populations to, you know, local areas. I take the point about heritage. I fully support that. There's no comment whatsoever, though, about infrastructure and the need for infrastructure. I suppose that goes without saying, but yeah, it would be a huge issue if such a proposal were to go ahead in Croydon.
Thank you, Councillor. Noted. Okay.
Can I just ask another question?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Deputy Mayor. I meant to ask it before, but just in relation to point three, to the running of an online community petition, I just wonder, is the intention for that to be incorporated into the Participate Burwood portal? And do we have capacity to run a petition in that space?
Okay, good question. General Manager, can you help?
We'll have to think about that. I believe the other platform probably support that, but there's probably, should Council endorse this, we'll probably have to look for the most appropriate tool to do that. I don't think we've reached that.
So that's a yes if possible, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, I'd like to put the motion. Can I have a show of hands for those for the motion? Okay, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Esper, and Councillor... Councillor, sorry, I've got a blank in my head just there. Who did I miss out on? And Councillor Hull, sorry, and Councillor Manor. Yep. Okay, thank you. That's moved unanimously. Okay, so item number 97/23, update on the exhibition of draft Burwood North Master Plan. So I understand this is for noting, is that right? We've still got a vote on it? Okay, so I need a mover for that motion. Moved Councillor Crichton, seconded Councillor Esper. Okay, speakers for the motion.
Please, Deputy Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just note from the report, there seems to be a higher proportion of engagement from, vested interests as opposed to general community interests. And I just wanted to get a sense from those who are engaged in this work as to whether or not that is the case, and if so, whether, you know, why that might be.
Okay, General Manager.
Attempt. I don't know whether, Rita, you've got more insights, having been on the ground for the last few months.
Through you, Deputy Mayor. We've actually been out across the LGA doing drop-in sessions and engagement sessions. There has been interest from across the LGA, although councillors, there has been greater interest, obviously, from within the precinct in terms of residents and landowners. So they're the people that are reaching out to us, that are requesting meetings with us, one-on-one meetings, as opposed to the general public and general residents across the LGA. But we have been engaging widely, and, you know, that we've had quite a few drop-in sessions both here and down at Burwood Park, And we are noticing that there are people coming from outside the actual precinct to talk to us.
I'll just ask to follow up there then as well. So in terms of capturing the feedback and the input that you're getting through those sessions, if people aren't coming through the portal, they're not providing formal responses to the questions that are being asked, how is that feedback and the sentiment from those, I guess, more informal engagements being captured and fed into the report that we would expect to receive?
So through you, Deputy Mayor, we are taking notes as we're talking to people, both at the drop-in. We are highly encouraging that they make a formal submission or at the very least go on and fill in the survey. But we are taking notes, so we're keeping track of who we're speaking to. We're capturing some demographics and then key themes. So it's not detail, but it's around the themes of the master plan.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I just had a question just arising from the extension of the submission period. I note that it's been extended to 5th of January 2024. I seem to recall that when this was discussed at the meeting in which the motion was moved, that public submissions would be accepted more or less beyond that date, possibly from, you know, throughout February, perhaps even into March. Is that a correct understanding of that?
Over you to the General Manager.
Yes, Councillor. We typically like to draw a line in the sand, and that we feel that obviously the staff after the Christmas break will come back. We're coming back on the 8th of January, and that's probably the week where they're going to start collating all the feedback and then work with our consultants to prepare the planning proposal. Obviously, until that practical work starts, we'll continue to accept submissions. So anyone who hasn't had the time and wants to do it over the Christmas break, they'll be welcome and that will accept them. But then there has to be a cutoff. Once the team starts operating and putting it together and then formulating the final planning proposal, then it becomes final in a way. All the activities, which have been quite extensive, as you can see in the report, will terminate this Friday the 15th. But obviously the Christmas period is still open for submissions.
Any other further questions, councillors? Yes.
Deputy Mayor, just one. So my recollection is that the affordable housing component of the work that's been done isn't included in this master plan, but would come on with the planning proposal. And I think that there are a couple of references to that work, or at least to the need for there to be an affordable housing component. And I just wondered if there's been any of the feedback that you've received so far, whether there's been sort of a positive or a negative reaction to the question of an affordable housing package being included in the changes to the LEP.
Go ahead. Yes.
Through you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, we have had feedback. We've actually also been out to the schools, and it was very interesting. We've done MLC and Burwood Girls, and there the issue was a key issue for them, housing affordability into the future. But it is something that the community generally are acknowledging, and that we will be responding to as part of the finalisation of the master plan.
Just maybe if I can add on, obviously the staff ourselves are having ongoing conversations with the department in relation to the announced SEP and changes to those provisions. The degree of uncertainty is still very high. And how the announced provisions integrate with local provisions or the PR cuts or council specific. And so it is still a little bit hard for us to formulate a position. We're eagerly waiting for the instruments that the government has announced to become or go live effectively.
Okay, I just want to make a comment on how well this has been handled. The public exhibition of the draft master plan has been extensive, looking and reading through pages 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, as you can see, councillors, and also the fact that the council has worked closely with key government departments consulting regarding the exhibition of this master plan to better understand the outcomes that may impact on the provisions of future infrastructure and services within Burwood LGA and across Inner West region. So well done to council, and a continuation of their work is applauded. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'll just hand show of hands for those that are in favour of this. And well, it's not a motion, but noting the master plan record. Yeah. So, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Robertson, Councillor Hull, Councillor Espar, Councillor Kutcher, Councillor Manor. Thank you. Moved unanimously. Okay. Without further business arising, or 6:39 is the meeting closed. Thank you.
Sorry,
7:01. Oh, 7:01. I'm looking at two different. 7:01. Okay, thank you.